The Reluctant Situationist by Johnny Graham, published on www.rightbuzz.com, copyright Johnny Graham, 2010. The Reluctant Situationist. Sometimes he seems to believe I'm fairly significant in a muted and reserved sort of a way, but then he has second thoughts, stung by the tang of personal regret, something about a lack of literary tightness, and trust slips through the verbal net, and the poem sits in an ignored drawer, hidden from the light of day, snugged up tight with a lack of confidence. That's what the Situationist would shyly say. Fact is, him and I go way back. We wrote each other's letters about poetry and other stuff. We seem to have an unspoken understanding. There was common ground there, mutual respect, nothing too demanding. We thought we could strive for perfection, got all wrapped up in a sort of narcissistic literal reflection. And neither of us would demur at all. There was a distinct lack of genuflection. Ended up reluctant in a checkmate-style situation. Sometimes, just now and again, we would get a sort of glow on. There would be a radiance on the pages of the manuscript, and we would see it, could see it together. And we would know that was the one. But he had a habit. He liked to tinker with it, strive for further improvement, dissatisfied with the style or shape, and then the glow we had would fade. And we would sit in pathetic silence, like spent casual lovers, with nothing more to do or say. He does not realise I have many reservations about his work, our work. My honesty would give him palpitations, cause us to have terminal conflagrations, but he should be grateful for our combined dissemination. His originality and my fresh attitude, his brutish phrases, my profound platitudes, the polemic opinions that would find us argumentative and fired up, operating on different literary latitudes. We are fine people with plenty of time, just distracted lately by what goes on in other people's minds. Maybe I'll send him my new poem, like we used to do. Perhaps he'll shed some light on his quirky indifference and leave it as it is. Show some mild restraint regarding his well-intentioned interference. And he will say he would not change a single syllable because it is perfect this time. And when I look at myself in the mirror, he will look back and tell me, it is all mine. The Reluctant Situationist by Johnny Graham was read by Rupert Kirkham at Summer Valley FM.